welcome to the inaugural episode of What the Batch, a Bachelor recap podcast. Today, your hosts Wes and Alex will be evaluating the online profiles of the contestants, because that's how love works, and giving you our first impressions. Oh, and this is what my life has come to. All right.
Okay. I guess, like, let's start alphabetically in the way that he started alphabetically. So, Adam.
No tattoos.
That's...
Oh, no, I'm out. His one of his top three favorite movies is Transformers. Nope.
What is a typical Saturday night like for you? Well, if it's not with my couch, then I would go out with some friends for dinner and go to a bar or for drinks, maybe late night tacos. I like that he answered this question like you'd answer an OkCupid profile.
I've also never been on OkCupid, so I'm going to take your word for that, but I believe it.
I also appreciate that his most embarrassing moment is telling his mom he was going on this show. But the most amazing answer to any question that he was asked here, what is the most romantic present you have ever received and why? Because the answer, ladies and gentlemen, is a threesome for his birthday.
Wow.
I have to wonder, and I actually don't know the answer to this, if Rachel sees these questions beforehand. Like, I wouldn't want the girl that I'm prospectively about to start dating to see that as an answer that I give. Like, I guess for America, sure, like, it's funny, I suppose, but...
But I also would have to assume that that may be the answer he gave to get on the show.
Yeah. I mean, that's true, because, like, you want to cut through the clutter of these things.
Alex, who's starting good with a good name.
Would you describe yourself as a party starter, wingman, or laid-back one? Wingman. So that's why he's on the show. But...
What are your three worst attributes? Selfish, unemotional, and unapologetic. Great.
So, he's not here to make friends. We already know that. And...
What is the most outrageous thing you've ever done? Ate a live salamander. That's cruel.
I mean, that takes the whole, like, frat stars, like, drinking goldfish thing to another level.
Oh, gross. I would kick him off just for that.
What?!
What are your top three favorite groups, artists, and why? Coldplay, Beatles, can't really think of a third. Music isn't a big part of my life. He's a terrible person and maybe a sociopath.
But his favorite artist is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I mean, I can't fault him for that.
Do you consider yourself romantic? Yes, I treat my significant other like a queen. We may have stumbled on this season's villain, like the second person. Like, I really feel like he has all the potential to be... You know, this year is Corinne. And I'm excited for that. Anthony.
26. Just rubbing it in your face.
Would you describe yourself more as the party starter, wingman, or laid back one? He's the laid back one, but sometimes he can turn into the party starter. If you could be someone else for just one day, who would it be and why? My mom.
I don't. No, if I want to unpack that statement.
That's a very strange answer. I appreciate his three favorite movies, though. Iron Giant, Moonlight, and The Matrix. They're okay. All, like, sort of different.
Solid. Iron Giant is a great movie. Very underrated.
He has a Fulbright and taught on the Ivory Coast and describes himself as curious. Speaking of which, what's the wildest thing you've done in the bedroom? Anthony... I'll just say I have virtually no limits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
moving on to Blake E. The aspiring drummer.
Blake, as I mentioned before, showed up on the finale of Nick's season and was incredibly awkward.
Wait, so how did that work?
Well, for the first time ever, because A, everyone knew that Vanessa was going to win, and B, because Nick and Vanessa are not a couple that America is rooting for, they decided that they needed to usher them quickly off the stage and spend the last 15 to 20 minutes rolling out some of the dudes that were going to be competing for Rachel's heart. So they brought her out on the stage and they're like, hey, here, meet the first, like, five guys. And he was one of them, which means that he was cast early on, which tells me that there's a decent chance that, like, he was cast before they settled on Rachel.
Okay. What is the most outrageous thing you have ever done? Get engaged to a crazy girl. Already not a fan. What are your three worst attributes? Sensitivity, procrastination, and patience. Two of those aren't bad attributes.
Wait, though. What's your favorite movie right now? The new 50 Shades of Grey movie, because I love taboo sexy stuff.
Oh, absolutely not. This guy, uh-uh.
He's also a horseback riding camp veteran. And he was engaged for a total of 48 hours.
It's very Britney Spears of him. I hate it when my date tells me about her cats. Definitely not for me. Who is the person you dislike most in the world? Why? Parking ticket people because they don't have souls. This guy's a dick.
I think he's just dumb. Like, he's also an aspiring drummer, which is... It's one of those things, like, if you have to aspire to that, what are you doing?
What is your life?
Blake Kay, who Chris Harrison loves for being a veteran.
Here we got another Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but this is who he could be if he could be anyone for one day, and I think that's a pretty good choice.
It's definitely better than my mom. Like, that's really creepy. Someone wanted to be their mom for a day. You were standing on a desert island, what would be made of? Chipotle.
Because Chipotle is my life.
Every one of these guys, when asked what their favorite flower is, has answered rose. Like,
that makes sense, though, for this show.
Yeah, but it's not. Like, that's not true. Like, you've just made this, like, a thing because Rose is on the show. Like, be original. Say something. Like, tell me a flower that I've never heard of before. If you'd have lunch with one person, who would it be? Blake Kay, my dad. Because he passed away a few years. See, like, that's a more sensible answer than I, like, want to be my mom for a day.
Meatloaf said he would do anything for love, but he won't do that. What will you not do? Wrestle a crocodile or eat monkey brains?
Like, knowing the producers of this show, 100% he ends up on a date with Rachel and someone puts monkey brains in front of him. And, like, bless you, Alon Gale, if that happens.
Brady?
I just don't like the look of Brady. Like, it's very, he makes me uncomfortable.
He's a male model.
Well, that also speaks volumes, I suppose. His most outrageous thing he's ever done, besides applying for this show, is moving to Milan on his own for 2 months. I don't really feel like applying to the show is outrageous, but, like, I think you'd argue with me on that, so.
I wouldn't. I mean, this has been on for how long?
This is, like, 30 seasons now, something like that.
I don't think it's outrageous at this point. It's just, eh.
What's the most romantic present you've ever received? Lululemon sweatpants. She knew the way to my heart is cuddling on the couch in high-quality, well-made sweats.
Is he sponsored by Lululemon?
What? What's the person you dislike most in the world? He said Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore. Answering, like, someone you've never met before also feels like a cop-out to this, but still somehow better than parking ticket people who have no souls.
But wait, can we just describe your top three least favorite things to do on a date? Paying for everything, saying goodnight, getting an Uber that doesn't speak English.
So he's vaguely racist.
I don't even think vaguely.
He doesn't want to pay for his dates, so he's cheap.
Which, fair. I'm all for going Dutch, especially on the first date. The saying goodnight is okay.
I mean, I think he thinks that's cute because he's suggesting that he, like, should stay the night.
Right.
Which, sure.
Brian, the chiropractor.
What are your best three attributes? He already failed because he listed 7 attributes. No. Well, yeah, no, he 7. Affectionate, passionate, personable, charming, funny, kind, and a good heart.
You don't get passes for the slashes.
He wanted to be Bill Gates for a day so that he could be selfless and charitable, which...
Oh, hey. What's your favorite flower? Orchid.
Okay, here we go. Brian, you've won my affection simply by answering this question with something that's not a rose. He's fascinated by the interaction socially between men and women and is a big fan of the show. Okay, so he's that guy. He's the role that I hope to fill one day in this franchise. He does want to have kids.
Preferably 2 boys, 1 girl.
I get that.
A boy needs a little brother and they both can protect their sister. Man, you should have just not added that last sentence.
I feel like he's a good old boy. Like, I don't know where he's from. He claims he's a city guy.
Bryce, of the very square jaw and the, like, not quite matching facial features.
And he kind of looks like Jimmy Neutron. But, like, not hair-wise, but, like, just face-wise. Would you describe yourself as the party starter, wingman, or laid-back one? Laid-back, shot of gasoline when the fire starts to die. I don't know what that means.
But it sounds like something Matthew McConaughey might say, who's his favorite actor.
Wildest thing you've done in the bedroom, caught a girl's hair on fire once while having sex.
I mean, that doesn't sound wild so much as you... Awful, but you also just left a candle burning and we're not tracking where you were.
How would you describe yourself as a lover? A fresh drink of water with a jolt of lightning. This guy is going to be amazing.
I wonder if he means that literally, and he's really into electric kink.
His biggest fear is a chick who might actually be a dude.
Oh, and then you had to go and be transphobic. Professional Instagrammer.
So, I mean, we now immediately see why he's doing this show. If he could have any job in the world, that's what it would be. And no one was paying him to do that prior to the show. So, good for Bryce, you know. He can do conventions and stuff and live out his dream every day when Rachel does not choose him.
All right, Dean, the other rubbing it in your face 26-year-old.
Dean, I also feel like might have been somebody who was cast, like, when they thought they were going to be doing Raven as the Bachelorette. But perhaps not. He has his mom's initials tattooed on his chest, artwork on his back, friend's initials on his back, righteous on his inner lip, Latin on his hip, and Triforce on his inner arm. So he's got a lot of tattoos, and they all sound like poor life choices.
If you were stranded on a desert island, what would it be made of? Hot Cheetos and mint chocolate chip ice cream. It does not sound like good planning.
Another guy who would have lunch with their deceased parent, which feels like a good answer. It feels like as good an answer as you could possibly give on this. Favorite childhood memory. When I was very young, my family lived in a mobile home. I remember sitting on top of my brothers watching a demolition derby and eating Oreos. It's like hard for me to make fun of that, but also that doesn't sound like your ideal childhood memory. Like, at least mine. It doesn't sound like my ideal childhood memory. Do you prefer a woman who wants to be pursued or a woman who pursues you? A woman who demands to be pursued. Nothing good comes easy. He has trouble in the bedroom when a girl bites him. He has to stop everything and have a discussion. This feels like a very specific incident.
Well, also, describe your idea of the ultimate date. Anywhere that's fun where we can laugh and do new things, pushing the limits of what both of us are comfortable with. Like, this sounds kind of low-key kinky.
But he believes marriage is an institutional sham derived from religious beliefs.
I would disagree with that. I would say it's an institutionalized sham derived from the owning of women's bodies couched and codified in religious beliefs.
He provides a wonderful caveat, though, which is, that said, when I get married, it's a long, right. Lifelong commitment.
Way to save that one in the end there, buddy. The Mario. I'm going to do that every time. Oh, please, could you read his answer to... Would you describe yourself as the party starter, the wingman, or the laid-back one?
100% the party starter. Always blowing my whistle and making noise. Let's fire it up, put on some Prince, and party like it's 1999.
Oh, man.
He doesn't have any pets, but he wants to get a lion and name him Denzel.
The lion. The full name is Denzel the Lion. That seems like a really poor life choice.
I won't lie, I love attention. Not like 07B Spears attention or 2011 Charlie Sheen. Natural attention, like when Justin and Britt wore those incredible denim outfits. Actually, you know what? I like this guy. Like, his answers are truly absurd, but, like, he knows it. There's no way he doesn't know his answers to these questions are absurd. Do you have any phobias that would prohibit you from participating in activities? No, I'm perfect.
DeMario, I'm liking you more and more.
What is your greatest achievement to date? Being a great big brother. Since my kid sister was born, I've taken pride in not only loving her, but teaching her about life. Unsurprisingly, his favorite actor.
Denzel.
Not the lion. The Washington.
What is your ideal mate's personality like? Outgoing, people person, fun, crazy, calm, cool, loud, funny, geeky, but cool like the Fonz. I'm sure Rachel is all of that.
If he just started calling Rachel the Fonz, like if that's like a choice that he made night one... It probably wouldn't keep him in the show long, but it would be amusing to me.
He'd be number one in our hearts.
Diggy is currently number one in my heart, based solely off Chris Harrison's truly absurd video. But let's see if he ruins it with his answers. Typical Saturday night. Now I'm just trying to recover from all the day drinking. It can consist of napping or going back out or just recovering. It's a lot of day drinking, Diggy. What's the most outrageous thing you've ever done? A trip to Cancun on spring break. Where we had a sex positions contest.
Do you think that's on YouTube?
Like, what? I want more to that answer. Like, I need, like, clarification. Like, how many people were in the sex positions contest? Did you know them? Were you watching them? Who judged the sex positions contest?
Level of clothing.
But also, that wasn't his most embarrassing moment. No. His most embarrassing moment, being stranded in a toilet for 5 hours. No. Fresh for hours. It doesn't specify how many hours in the fifth grade.
I have questions about that, too. Does he mean, like, actually on the toilet? How was he stranded? Was he glued to it? Or was he just trapped in the toilet itself?
Tell us a fun story about a one-night stand. I spent all day with this girl, and she ended up coming home with me, and we had sex. She then received a text saying that her brother was missing, so I played asleep so I didn't have to help. Well, Diggy, that is not the correct answer to that question, for a variety of reasons. One, the beginning of it, not really entertaining at all. You just spend the day hanging out with her, and then you had sex. Like, that's how most one-night stands begin. And then saying that her brother went missing and you avoided helping by pretending to be asleep doesn't really endear me to you in any way.
I also wouldn't necessarily call that a fun story. Like, this question clearly specifies, tell us a fun story.
He also, his threshold for what he won't...
And I won't do that.
...is go to jail. So, that's good to know. Eric, I feel like I know. Like, in real life. But I couldn't tell you where, but he just has one of those faces where I'm like, where did our paths cross? But he's a personal trainer, so like, probably not. Would you describe yourself as the party starter, wingman, or laid back one? I could be all. How about the life of the party? That's the party starter, by the very nature of those three definitions.
What's your favorite soft drink juice? Green drink.
If he could be anyone for just one day, Tony Robbins, because he hosts amazing seminars and impacts the masses. If you could go anywhere, where would you go in the world? New Orleans, during Mardi Gras, because I've never been. This guy's going far. He's going far because he's in good shape.
Answers are mostly bland.
Exactly. That's the thing. They're very bland answers, and compared to, like, other people that have answered these questions, like, he's being smart and sort of decisively boring in how he answers them. Which, to be honest, like, Rachel was pretty boring on Nick's season. So I feel like they could be a match made in boring heaven. Having said that, RIP Ben and Lauren, who were previously the match made in boring heaven. Next up is Mr. Rogers, aka Fred. Fred already won my heart.
Wait, can we just, what do we think his answer to the, would you describe yourself as the party starter, the life of the party, or the cool, chill, laid back one?
I want to say something about not going to parties based on the outfit that he chose to wear in this photo.
The actual answer is Monday through Thursday, I'm the laid back one, but Friday through Sunday, I'm the party starter.
So he's a grown man. That's the answer. Also 27. He's a grown man. Like, he's an executive assistant. Oh, this might be the guy. I don't care to look right now, to be honest with you, but there's somebody who is actually an executive assistant, like, in the entertainment industry and had to get clearance for his job to go on this because it potentially violated, like, his contract with them. This might be the guy. And I feel like he got around that just by saying something. You don't understand. Like, she was my camp counselor. Like, this is my one shot. Like, when I was 7 years old, she wasn't down for it. But now, his greatest achievement to date is attending two graduate schools at two different universities simultaneously and graduating both in the same weekend. Like, I'm impressed by that. But also, what has it achieved for you thus far?
All of his answers seem fairly just bland, like, eh. And then we get to, what will you not do? And he answers, there isn't anything I wouldn't do. I really want to put that to the test.
Well, here's the thing. You skipped over, did you ever have trouble in the bedroom? Have you been turned on during the wrong times? We want to hear what happened. Yes, there are times that I get aroused at work and I have to go back to my desk to avoid being noticed. How often does that happen, Fred? How often are you popping wood at work that you have to go hide at your desk? That's a bizarre answer. Because also, that's not even like a, like, they're like, oh, ever had weird sexual things? And he's just like, yeah, I get boners all the time at work.
There isn't anything he wouldn't do, though. Grant.
He didn't even get asked the party question. I think he might be the first person that they didn't even, which makes me think he just answered like one word.
Well, I think I was a social chair of my fraternity and involved in campus organizations pretty much sums up his answer to that.
If he could be anything for one day, though, he'd be the president of the United States.
Absolutely not.
He wants to be in charge and make big decisions.
Oh, no, buddy. Oh, most embarrassing moment. I once had a stomach bug in Peru and had to defecate into a cut-open 2-liter Coke bottle in the back of a tour bus.
He is perfect for Bachelor in Paradise. Like, sign him up right now. He's going to Cancun this summer. Because there's no way Grant wins this show. So, his favorite magazine, Playboy with a winky face. I don't think he reads it for the articles.
Ice Ice Baby is also one of my favorite songs because I used to sing it at bar mitzvahs on stage.
Do you like to be the center of attention or more mysterious? I like being the center of attention while appearing to maintain a humble outlook on it. I feel like you undermine yourself by answering the question that way, but most embarrassing style you ever rocked. As a joke, I once shaved a brain into my hair. Embarrassing, but yet awesome. It was when I took a neuroanatomy class.
Do you prefer team sports or solo sports? Probably solo sports, because then there is no one to blame for the loss but yourself. I really want to turn that into a masturbation joke.
Well, Grant's also 6 years old, because when asked what kind of specific diet he follows, he said the seafood diet. And that if he sees food, he'll eat it.
So he's a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, or he's a dad, because that's a straight-up dad joke.
Icky. His three best attributes and three worst attributes are the same thing. Passionate, loyal, and witty. Well, you're failing on at least one of those.
Iggy, though, to be fair, looks like the guy that you'd expect to be the employee of the month. Like, his photo here screams like he's the employee of the month at, like, a small to mid-tier real estate company. It's not what he does. You know, he's a consulting firm CEO. But if he could be anyone for a day, Usain Bolt. Not a bad answer.
Nope.
Favorite movie, Slackers, Friday Night Lights, Grandma's Boy. I mean, Grandma's Boy is beyond me. Favorite magazine, Harvard Business Review, which is just him.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Ever have trouble in the bedroom? Here we have it again. I once got a boner during a board meeting. I had to present sitting down.
I guess these people all took the second half of that question, which is, ever been turned on during the wrong time? But, like, that's not... That's a very, like, superficial way of answering that question, because you're not turned on in the grander scheme of things. Like, that's a reflexive thing that's happened. Unless maybe there's someone really hot at the board meeting. I take it back. Maybe that's what it is. He hates when his date is dumb. I like Iggy. Iggy will be far in my fantasy bracket.
Jack Stone.
I like that he refuses to go by one name.
I mean, it's a good name, even though it sounds like he's going to segue right into doing porn after this.
Which he might. He's one of the several attorneys that Chris Harrison was very excited they got on the show.
His favorite flower is tulips, basically roses without thorns. There's a metaphor somewhere there.
Well, that's also not true. Tulips are absolutely not roses without thorns. That's incorrect. But he didn't pick roses, so he does get a point for that. What kind of music do you listen to? House, pop, hip-hop, alt, pretty much anything except metal. I think that's exactly how I answered that same question on OKCupid, so I'm slightly embarrassed by that. What's your favorite book? Catch-22, because the narrative style and use of real historical events. I'm also interested in World War II history. Okay.
Sure.
Sure, Jack Stone. Best date you've ever been on in your hometown and why? The 48-hour date, where we just didn't want to leave each other. It was very easy to be with each other. I like the way that he just said, the 48-hour date. As if we knew, yeah. Like, we've spent time with you, Jack. We know, of course, that one.
That's a story you know.
Do you want a woman to pursue you, or do you want a woman who you have to pursue? I want a woman who wants to be pursued. She knows how to play the game. Okay.
Jamie, the sales accountant executive, or the sales account executive who's getting his shoulder tattoo removed.
I'm just going to call him Robbie, too. Like, it's a thing, and hopefully people, like other people, see this. He admires Elon Musk the most of anyone in the world.
If you could be someone else for just one day, who would it be and why? Someone less fortunate, so I appreciate my life more. Oh, I cannot.
I love that, because it's not so that he could learn to appreciate how difficult other people have it. It's just so that he could, like, straight, like, humble brag afterwards. Like, man, their life's terrible, but I'm chilling right now.
But man, you know, knowing how terrible their life is makes me really appreciate everything that I have.
What's the most embarrassing moment? Getting caught masturbating. He doesn't elaborate beyond that. Like, who caught you masturbating? Why was it embarrassing? Like,
where do you see yourself in 5 years? I am trying not to make plans in life. Cool.
What does your ideal mate look like? A model. Nothing beyond that. No specification.
Describe your best friend of the opposite sex and why she deserves that title. I do not have female friends. Oh, no, this guy has red flags all over him.
Jamie feels like he won't be around for a long time. Jedediah.
Jedediah looks perpetually surprised.
He kind of looks like my cousin. He kind of looks like that guy who's just like everybody's cousin. Like, he's the guy at like family reunions who you don't really want to hang out with. He's got a cross on his wrist, Proverbs 3:5 across his back, and a wolf on his left shoulder.
Yeah, well, with a name like Jedediah, you're definitely super religious.
But the wolf, though.
What is the most outrageous thing you've ever done? Stripped once in high school for a friend's big sister's birthday. $50 was a lot at the time.
I'd still take $50 to strip for a friend's sister's birthday.
Oh, look, hey, favorite flower. Wildflowers that grow in high altitudes above tree lines.
Best. That's the best answer so far. You know, kudos to him. Craziest place you've ever had sex, just off the continental divide of a glacier to the mountains.
Now he's just bragging.
I can't imagine how unpleasant that was, or cold, but good for him. Best trip you've ever been on. South Africa is incredible, raw and beautiful, great coffee, tea, wine, fruit, food, beautiful animals and landscapes, amazing people, and very real problems like HIV and violence.
Which I would like to point out, we have those very real problems here.
I mean, it took a turn though, and like, and a weird turn considering the question is, what's the best trip you went on and why? He's like, man, that HIV, what a dope trip.
Well, I feel like this is the same answer, just with more words, as, you know, I want to go be someone less fortunate than me, just so I appreciate my life better. What makes you the happiest and what makes you mad? Happy, new socks, nice hotel rooms, good pens, in-room coffee. Mad, wasting any time when kids get hurt.
I think Jedediah's age and general answer to most of these questions, like being 35 immediately gives him a step up on some of these other people because he is older than her. And he kind of seems like he does want a family based on these answers. He's kind of worldly. He's traveled. Next up is Tickle Monster.
Tickle Monster.
Tattoos. Not yet.
Not yet. Sounds kind of ominous.
Would you describe yourself more as a party starter, wingman, or laid back one? Wingman, historically, but I've been more outgoing with meeting new people and being more of an instigator. There's no way this guy is not the most awkward one on the show. Like, hands down, if he didn't already have that title at Tickle Monster... Most outrageous thing you've ever done. Skydiving. Twice.
Not twice. What is your favorite flower? Now it's a single red rose.
Oh man, he's corny as hell. He had a mullet in fourth grade. His sister swears that he wanted his hair cut that way, but he doesn't believe it. Favorite three groups, artists, or bands? Elvis Presley. Okay. Britney Spears. Flo Rida.
Sure.
What's the most romantic present you've ever given someone and why? An engagement ring.
Nothing else, just an engagement ring.
He doesn't clarify why. tell us about when you lost your virginity, or if you haven't yet, why? With my ex-wife, pretty uneventful.
How would you describe yourself as a lover? I ensure both of us are satisfied, pretty open to most things, usually last a long time, in a good way.
So this guy is bad at sex. He's bad at sex. He's possibly only had sex with his ex-wife. He's probably not over his ex-wife. He describes himself as a tickle monster.
This is going to end poorly.
Yeah, it's creepy. It's, like, very creepy. And I feel like he'll be around for a while, though. Like, he's the guy that you consistently, I'm like, how is he still there? Okay.
Josiah.
I like Josiah's smile. Like, it's a good photo. Some of these guys... Not good photos.
No.
Tattoos. One on my chest of Bible scripture. That's a strong start. He's a prosecuting attorney. Typical Saturday night, going out to a cigar bar, then heading down to South Beach with a group of friends. Three best attributes. Height, smile, hair.
This is a physical. He did physical and only two non-physical personality in public speaking.
Well, for anyone who doesn't take the time to actually pull up Josiah's photo, he doesn't really have hair, so it's an odd best attribute.
But it's a really sharp haircut.
I mean, he's got it lined up nice, but it's there's nothing there. Do you like being the center of attention or prefer to be more mysterious? Center of attention, I'm a natural-born leader and people are drawn to me. But he's also admitting that he cannot dance at all.
His favorite group activities are jet skiing, gun range shooting, and playing football.
Craziest place you've ever had sex? In my office at work!
Exclamation point!
What's the worst date memory? Being catfished, a girl arrived on the date pregnant.
But Does he mean that by being pregnant he was catfished, or was she legitimately a different person completely?
I mean, it's
does that qualify?
I think if you just showed up and you were pregnant, that's catfishing. Like, if you don't have that in any of your photos, like, I would be really disoriented by that. If I saw 5-6 photos of you, we talked for a little bit, I showed up, and suddenly you were pregnant. And, like, also, how pregnant? Because, like, if you're, like, 7.5, 8 months pregnant, you're like, this is the perfect time to go on a first date. I've got questions for you. Favorite thing to do with your mom? Long phone calls. So he doesn't want to see her in person. It's not an answer because, like, you could say anything. It's not like, how do you frequently communicate with your mom? Long phone calls. No, his answer is, like,
the favorite thing to do with her. Kenny.
Kenny's our
professional
wrestler.
I really want to know his wrestling name. We could look it up, but let's not do that.
Kenny also, like, in my top four, based just off Chris Harrison's nonsense, so.
What's a typical Saturday night like for you? Either wrestling in my underwear in front of thousands of people or at home with my daughter.
Great answer. I love it. Lunch with one person, The Rock. The Rock needs to guest on this show.
He does.
Favorite actor and why? Not The Rock. Denzel Washington.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Denzel Washington does have that complete emotional control, and The Rock is just more like a puppy that you really want to take home and be friends with.
Favorite actor, I mean, no, all-time favorite book, The New Jim Crow. It enlightened me a whole lot.
It was a very enlightening book. What is the most romantic present you have ever given? Different edible arrangements every day for a birthday week.
That's not, like...
That's not really romantic.
No. Ever have trouble in the bedroom or been turned on at the wrong time? There was about 2 weeks when I first started dating my ex that I was quick draw McGraw.
Well, see, he got the first part of it.
Yeah.
Unlike everyone else.
I mean, kudos to him for admitting, too. Like, yeah. That's not super fun to admit. But I guess he did produce a daughter, maybe, out of a daughter out of that arrangement. Who is the most important person in your life? You know, his daughter. I like this guy.
Yeah.
I stick with it. Like, this guy's going far.
I can't wait to know what his wrestling name is. Kyle, another 26-year-old.
Can't handle this. Oh, Kyle's the weird-looking one, though. He's got, like, a 7 head.
This picture, he looks like he's got the David Bowie eyes, where one appears lighter than the other.
No tattoos. Worst attributes. I don't trust most people. Trust is earned, not assumed. General disdain for perceived corrupt authority. I can be very blunt and outspoken. Sometimes I don't think before I speak. That's a very calculated answer. If I could have lunch with one person, who would it be? Donald Glover. I respect him on so many levels as a musician, actor, general creative activist, and businessman.
Or Ed Snowden. Like, why not? Gluten? Not really sure what it is or what food it lives in, but I select gluten-free menu options when I can. Oh.
Why? Nobody selects gluten-free menu options unless they're on a diet or they can't eat it.
And if you're on a diet, it's not even going to help you lose weight. Oh, I can't.
Do you prefer hotspot type clubs or low-key bars? Of those two, hotspot clubs. If I'm going out, I prefer to go all out. Otherwise, having a bunch of people over and firing up the grill is my jam. Unsurprisingly, he's into camping.
He's also, what's the wildest thing you've done in the bedroom? X is into BDSM and introduced me to being a dom. Interesting, but don't like hurting people, so it's weird. Fun with her, though. But you can do BDSM without actually hurting someone. That is totally a thing.
What does your ideal mate look like? 7 plus.
Oh, God, nope. Out. Done.
Looks matter for ideal candidates. Any culture or skin tone. Big butt. But I'm definitely a butt guy.
Nope. I am completely out on dudes who try and rate women on a 1 to 10 scale. But he has athletic sex.
I don't really see Kyle being there in the long term. Lee.
Lee with his parting of the Dead Sea hair. That's an impressive side poof. What do we call that hairstyle?
Is it a pompadour?
No, because the pompadour goes like straight back and is, you know, this was side pump? Side pump.
Also, Lee's shirt is very bright. So there's that. He's a singer. Oh, he's the singer-songwriter. That's very unique in the eyes of Chris Harrison. Who do you admire most in the world? My mama. I admire how she adapts to circumstances she faces enough to progress and successfully thrive. She survived the depression as a kid, grew, and raised an incredible family. It's close to his family. If you were stranded on a desert island, what 3 things would you bring and why? A hook, the right girl, and a fire source. That'd be all I needed to survive and could learn to make booze. Sand nets. What hook? Like Captain Hook?
Like a grappling hook.
I get the girl. I get the fire source. I'm very confused as to what the hook is here. Favorite actor and why? Matthew McConaughey. That's a popular answer with this. Favorite movies? Gone with the Wind, Inglourious Basterds, and Scarface.
One of these things is not like the other.
Most embarrassing style you've rocked? Hip-hop type, baggy clothes in middle school, embarrassing, Echo, FUBU, Air Force Ones. What? No. No funny sex questions for him, but he was asked if he considers himself a romantic, and he said, absolutely. I'm a pleaser. Pleaser in quotation marks.
Under wraps.
I like to do things to make someone emotional and happy.
None of that actually makes any sense.
I just want to know why pleaser is in quotation marks. That's my main question here.
Okay, Waboom.
Oh.
Waboom has no tattoos.
It's a lifestyle.
Waboom has an ant farm, fish, and is an uncle to a cat.
If I could have lunch with anyone, who would it be?
Oh, no.
Alive or dead? Dead, Bruce Jenner. Alive, Caitlyn Jenner. Would be a very interesting combo. That's a heinous answer, but in the best way. I can't imagine having that come up in my mind when asked that. If you were stranded on a deserted island, what would it be made of?
I just want to point out that occasionally it's desert and occasionally it's dessert island. They have definitely misspelled it on some of these guys' answers.
Under what circumstances could you not tolerate that island? 1, waterproof lighter. 2, spear. 3, the cast of The View. Couldn't tolerate the situation from Jersey Shore. People not loving the situation. Also, he didn't answer. This is like
this
the
is
wrong
not an answer.
Answer. It's
yeah.
the wrong answer. This is the answer to the question, like, what 3 things would you need? Not
tell us
what
a
be made of.
Fun story about a one-night stand you had. Threesome at a wedding party.
I really hope people compare cliff notes about their threesomes. What does your ideal mate look like? Belle from Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, Little Mermaid, and the best, Jessica Rabbit. So
God damn it, Lucas.
So animated people.
Like women who literally don't exist.
Like I know what kind of porn Lucas looks at, and it's cartoon porn.
Describe your top 3 favorite, least favorite things to do on a date. Favorite, laugh, listen, and learn. Go to fun places. Least, boring, not talking, going to a funeral.
I'm not a fan of going to funerals on dates either.
I'm not a fan of going to funerals in any capacity. I wouldn't consider that a date. That's like a relationship, you have to come support me kind of a thing.
Well, to be fair, like if a girl I was on like a couple dates with then asked me, will you go to this funeral with me? I wouldn't want to.
But I feel like that would also be a red flag where you don't ask somebody that you've only been on 2 dates
but
with.
But I'd still go. I'd still absolutely go.
Well, yes, but that's because you're Wes.
Who do you admire? Oh, Matt.
No, this is Matthew. We call him Matt.
Well, on the website, it just calls him Matt. So I just want to stress that to Chris Harrison. You could be someone else for a day. Who would it be and why? Maybe Matt Lauer so I could help people start their day off on the right foot. He seems like a genuine guy and a class act. Greatest achievement? Probably the 10 years I spent as a basketball coach, volunteering and working with inner city kids. I don't have mean things to say about Matt. Even his stupid answers, what are your top 3 musicians, Justin Timberlake, Train, and John Mayer? I don't support the Train choice, but the other 2 I'm fully on board with. Most romantic gift you ever given? Lingerie. I knew I was in love once. I found myself shopping at Victoria's Secret.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? Telepathy, because it would make dating so much easier.
Honestly, yes. Like, worst dating memory, I went on Tinder a few years back. Right away, I realized I wasn't the online dating type. I like Matt. I like Matt's answers better than I like Matt's looks. Like, he might be the dark horse here.
This doesn't surprise me about you at all.
He just seems, like, all his answers are very genuine. I don't have any mean things to say about them. Michael. Another good smile.
So he's laid back. He played professional basketball in Bulgaria. That was the most outrageous thing he's ever done.
Okay, so that makes more sense. Like, when you call him a professional basketball player, like, he wasn't in the NBA. He is only 26.
Not the center of attention, because he's confident in who he is as a person.
If he could be at lunch with one person, it would be Obama, because he wants to hear what obstacles, hardships, and challenges he had to face as the president.
And his favorite actor is Denzel.
Favorite television show, Martin, because even though I've seen each episode more than 100 times, they never get old.
What's your biggest date fear? One of my friends hooking up with my date in the past. Does that mean he's accidentally dating someone's ex or someone is dating his ex.
It means that he doesn't want to go on a date and find out they've had sex with one of his friends before. That's his, like, biggest fear.
This is interesting, because I would be like, oh, great, let me call her up and ask her how you were.
Yeah, I mean, I get that fear. It would not be my biggest fear. There are definitely things I fear way more than that. Like, you're the kind of person that might stab me in the middle of my sleep. Milton.
Let's see if this pans out and he's actually from Vegas.
Tattoos. He's got one on his inside of his bottom lip. That's going to be a hard pass for me.
His greatest achievement to date was dominating my basketball league after college. I was Kobe back then.
Most outrageous thing you've ever done. Lived 4 months without power. Cold showers are no joke.
That doesn't strike me as outrageous.
That just strikes me as you were poor. What do you hope to get out of participating in this series? Real answer? Discovered? Honestly?
Okay, I'm in.
Great, Milton.
Cool.
Everyone tells me I was made for TV and movies. Doesn't mean I'm out here hoping for that. No, it does mean that. You literally just said it. But I would like to break into writing or acting. I love it. I love everything about that.
Oh, answer. No. Do you consider yourself a romantic and why? Kinda. I don't mind being romantic, but it can show you're weak. Milton. You're 31. Come on.
Milton is absolutely going to be the guy from this season who does every single get-together in every single, like, city next season of The Bachelor. Like, still trying to, like, ride groupie coattails. Mojit. Wearing that same shirt he owned when he was 8 years old.
And the haircut to go with it. None yet. Another tattoo. None yet.
Like, what does that mean? Are you expecting Rachel to force you to get one on the show?
Gluten. I'm going to dress up as that for Halloween.
Favorite childhood memory I respect, though, because it was meeting the Power Rangers.
Yeah, that was a tailored answer straight for you.
Yeah. I met the White Ranger once and signed up for karate classes by accident as a result of that. It lasted 2 days. Describe your perfect hotspot type clubs or low-key bars. Hotspot type clubs because I like to dance. That's a boring answer.
What's the wildest thing you've done in the bedroom? One word, Tabasco.
Out.
That sounds like the most painful thing you've ever done in the bedroom. No.
What does being married mean to you? A bond for life, being with my best friend, and someone I can grow with.
How long does it take you to get ready to go out for Big Night in the Town? An episode of Seinfeld. Okay.
I mean, I don't think Mojit will be long for this show, but, like, not bad answers. He's just, like, he's cannon fodder. He's, like, the red shirt of this show, complete with wearing a red shirt in the photo.
So, Peter has a bunch of tattoos. A shoulder family knot, arm cross, ribs, Iron Man. It's capital, so we think that's Tony Stark Iron Man or, like, Iron Man the race.
I think it's Iron Man like Tony Stark.
Chest, a buck. Again, with the non-specifics. A buck is in a dollar. A buck is in a deer.
I want to say a deer.
I would go with deer, too.
I also want to say that, like, I feel without reading any more answers, like, Peter is going to be, like, a favorite of women who watch this show. Like, he owns his own business. He is, like, very clean-cut looking. Like, how bad are his answers? That's the question. Do you have any phobias that would prohibit you from participating in activities? Heights and deep water. Deep water is less of a problem. I want to cage dive with great whites. Standing on a cliff, though, no.
The best trip you've ever been on, why? I moved to Athens, Greece for modeling for 3 months. It was everything. I saw the world, made friends, and was forced to grow up and be self-sufficient. Okay. Learned a lot.
So, here's another example of Chris Harrison being like, we don't usually have models on this show. He's identifying as a business owner, but admitting to having been a model. So, again, Chris, you're a liar. Ideal mate's personality. Intelligent, kind, hardworking, motherly, mature, sophisticated, driven.
Mm-hmm.
Closest you've come to being married, my ex of 2 years. I was looking at rings after 3 months.
Tell us a fun story about a one-night stand. I woke up naked on the cold floor of a pitch-black room. I thought I had been abducted. Then there was a knock and a woman's voice at the door. Are you okay? She asked. I asked her to open the door. Turns out it was a girl I had known for a while in the bar scene. I was on the floor of her bathroom where I passed out after going home with her. I was 19 or 20.
I don't know.
That's not fun!
Well, it's not fun, but I also am not convinced he had sex with her based on that story. Like, yes, he woke up naked.
Well, he also shouldn't have. Like, no one should have been having sex with anyone if that was the condition he was in.
His greatest achievement to date, 3 Ironmans, 1 on a broken foot.
Oh, there it is. It's a race, not the Tony Stark Ironman.
Who do you admire most in the world? My brother. He's intelligent, hardworking, and the very best father and husband that I've known. He's a rock. Favorite television show? Modern Family.
Hilarious and carefree.
That's wrong.
I think Peter's a mixed bag.
I feel like Peter will be a fan favorite. I don't know how far how far he'll go, but...
All right, Robert, who we will call Rob.
Or as Chris Harrison calls him, Tom Cruise.
Tattoos, no. Haven't found something worth committing to for a lifetime yet.
I like that he managed to slip in a marriage joke there, too. College experience. It was good. Lots of travel and exchanges. I did half my university overseas. China, Taiwan, Peru, Spain. Lunch with anyone? Buddha. So I could discuss his philosophies on detachment, suffering, and divinity. They didn't ask this guy who his favorite actor is, but it's also Matthew McConaughey. Like, I don't need to know that to know it. If you could be any superhero, why? Superman! He's got the coolest superpowers, and also a U.S. alien, like me. Oh, this guy's not from... So what is his accent going to be like? Because it doesn't tell us where he's from, but we've now established very quickly that he's a U.S. alien, which means he's going to have some sort of an accent. I want it to be like Borat. Like, it's not going to be... But...
I want it to be some sort of Russian-Ukraine type situation, but no, he's probably going to end up being from, like, Canada.
Probably. That'd be boring. Most embarrassing style, you've rocked blonde highlights and a diamond stud back in my boy band phase.
That's legit embarrassing.
He got asked if he had one superpower, what would it be, which feels like doubling
Superman.
Up on a superhero thing. But he didn't answer, like, flight or x-ray vision. He said controlling time. It's the single most important thing that we are given, and we can never get it back once we've lost it.
But that would also be super lonely if you were, unless you could freeze everyone in time. Because essentially he's saying stop aging, I think.
I think he wants to be like Jesse Metcalf in Clockstoppers.
Yeah, that's a reference I didn't watch.
Oh. I really, it's, you know, it's a classic.
I'll take your word for
it. It's not Jesse Metcalf, though. Wait, hold on. Jesse Metcalf is the dude from John Tucker Must Die. Who's the dude from Clockstoppers? It's Jesse something.
We have the internet.
Jesse Bradford.
Sure.
Jesse Bradford also.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Clockstoppers, fun movie, you guys. Saw it in the theater. Final guy, Will.
Oh, yeah. Will just looks delightful.
Sales manager.
Just got a great smile. He just seems happy to be here.
Couple tattoos. If you could be anyone for a day, Will Smith. Three favorite movies, Shawshank, Star Wars, Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Best trip you've ever been on, Dubai. I love experiencing new cultures. Do you consider yourself romantic and why? Yes. When I have someone I feel is worthy, they deserve to be treated like a princess.
What's your worst date memory? Every Tinder date ever. It's a man of the people.
Yeah, that's, I mean, all of these great answers. Meatloaf said he'd do anything for love, but he wouldn't do that. What will you not do? Be someone's second choice. Love, Will. I love Will so much. Will, you've managed to work your way into my top four with these answers.
All right, well, there it is. I don't know what any of this means, but... Sure.
It means 31 men. We've got like 8 weeks of this.
Oh.
Maybe more. And then Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh.
That'll do us for this inaugural episode of What the Batch. You can find us on social media. We're at What the Batch with an underscore at the end on Twitter. We have a Facebook group. Our intro was Biking in the Park by Lee Rose Affair. Our outro is Already There by Josh Woodward.